20,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Hey, wait a second. You know, good news for you, too. Susan's best friend, Hallie, broke up with her boyfriend.
She did?
Yeah.
So? Wheels?
In motion. The wheels are in motion.
Beautiful.
Hey, this works out. Forget about it. Vacations together, movies together, dinner together. It's almost as good as if I didn't get married.
So, set it up. You know what? We can have dinner at the Friars Club.
The Friars Club?
Yeah, I'm thinking of joining. Pat Cooper said he would put me up for membership.
Listen now, do me a favor, will you? I got a hot date tonight with Connie. Knock on my door, wake me up in 20 minutes, all right?
Getting that?
No. This is evolutionary. I've been reading this book on Leonardo da Vinci. See, that means from Vinci, did you know that?
Must be some book.
Yeah, well, it turns out that the master slept only 20 minutes every 3 hours. Now, that works out to 2.5 extra days that I'm awake per week, every week. Which means if I live to be 80, I will have lived the equivalent of 105 years.
Did you mention how much more you'll accomplish?
Oh, I got a lot of things in the hopper, buddy.
I didn't know you had a hopper.
Oh, I got a hopper. A big hopper.
All right, people. I'd like to begin with a hearty hail and well-met good fellow to Bob Grossberg, who's joining us from Business Affairs.
Thanks. Hi, everybody.
Bob, we have a little baptism by fire for you, so to speak.
Poor bastard.
I want you to handle all the fact-checking and the copy editing for the new catalog.
Could you repeat that?
Why don't you handle all the copy editing?
I'm sorry, what?
Copy editing. Never mind. Elaine, you do it.
Hi, I'm Jerry Seinfeld. Pat Cooper made a reservation for me.
Yes, Mr. Seinfeld, but all gentlemen are required to wear jackets in the dining room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How embarrassing this must be for you.
You just bought your own dinner.
No problem. Please, follow me.
Funny, isn't he funny? Funny guy. Fires?
Hey, not bad. I kind of like this little thing here.
Hey. Hey.
This way, please.
Here we go. Here we go.
Come on.
I'm telling you, I can coach for the NFL. It's not that hard.
That might be the stupidest thing you've ever said. I mean, come on. The stupidest thing you ever said is when you said Steve Kroft from 60 Minutes is the same guy from Seals and Crofts.
You watch the old videos. I'm telling you, look at them.
This is nice.
Hey, morning.
Morning?
Hey, what time is it?
10:30?
See, I got the whole night ahead of me. Boy, that's a nice jacket.
Oh, I don't believe this. I forgot to give it back. It belongs to the Friars Club.
Yeah, I like that crest. All right.
Breakfast?
Oh, yeah, most important meal of the day.
So this Da Vinci sleep is working out?
Oh, I'm percolating, Jerry. I'm telling you, I have never felt so fertile. I'm mossy, Jerry. My brain is mossy. Listen to this idea. A restaurant that serves only peanut butter and jelly.
What do you call it?
PB&J's. What do you think?
I think you need more sleep.
Yeah.
So how did your date work out with the mysterious Connie?
I am telling you, this woman is strange. She never wants to leave the apartment. It's almost like she doesn't want to be seen with me.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
No milk?
Oh, I'll be back. Hey, Jerry. Come on, buddy.
Kramer!
Wait, you awake?
Why? What time is this?
Well, it's 4.
4 in the morning?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm bored. I have this free time on my hands. I don't know what to do. You want to do something?
No. Would you just get out?
Well, you want to rent a movie?
No!
Well, what am I going to do?
Ready for lunch?
I'm stuck here editing the stupid catalog because of stupid Bob Grossberg. Listen, there's something really suspicious about this guy. Every time Mr. Peterman tries to assign him any work, he says he can't hear, and it all gets dumped on me.
You think he's faking?
I don't know, but I'd like to try that earpiece on, see if it's real.
Hey, Elaine. Oh, you have a friend. I just want to say hi.
Bob, you know what? I'm kind of swamped here. You think you could give me a hand with some of the catalog?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm kind of swamped.
Thank you.
I'm having lunch with Mr. P.
I better get going.
Did you see that? Did you see that, Jerry?
That was him?
Yes.
Somehow I thought he'd be taller.
All right. Listen, we'll have to do this again some other time, okay? I got a lot of work to do.
See you later.
All right.
Hey, Bob. Bob. Hey, Bobby, over here. Bob. Oh, Bob. Bob.
Hey. Blake.
Hi.
I was just in the bathroom.
Okay, Jerry, please. I'm really busy here.
No. I was just in the bathroom with that Bob guy.
So what?
No, I kind of tried to test his hearing.
Get out. What did you do?
Well, I kind of snuck up behind him at the urinal and tried to see if he could hear me.
And?
Well, he flinched, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? What did he do?
Well, he kind of moved his head, you know. It might have been on the zip-up. I don't know.
So you don't know anything?
Actually, no.
All right, good job.
Right.
Come in.
That's nice, huh? Was that something or was that something?
That was something.
She's great, isn't she?
Fantastic woman.
I told you.
I'm nuts about her.
You think she could be in it? Could she be in it?
She could be in it.
We might have an it.
It's written all over her.
She's got everything, right? She's intelligent. She's smart. She's got a great sense of humor.
Well, I don't know. I didn't really talk to her.
But she's smart. You take my word for it.
Whatever.
But we could be like the Gatsbys. Didn't they always have, like, you know, a bunch of people around and they were all best friends?
That doesn't sound right.
No. So, tonight she's got tickets for that show she's been working on, the Flying Sandoz Brothers.
Flying Sandoz. Beautiful.
Right. 7:30, all right?
Walk me down to the Friars.
Sure. So, Jerry, there's an empty apartment in my building. If you and Hallie want, we could try to hold it, maybe.
It's not here.
What?
The jacket is not here. It's got to be here somewhere. Thanks for that 4 a.m. wake-up call last night.
Where the hell is that jacket? Oh, the one with the crest.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's at the cleaners.
The cleaners? How did it get there?
Well, I borrowed it last night and it got a little dirty.
Great.
Somehow I dozed off and woke up in a pile of garbage.
Somehow? You've had an hour and 20 minutes sleep in 3 days.
Well, so look, the cleaner said you could pick it up tonight at 6.
All right. Just so I can get it to the Friars Club before the show.
Won't be a problem, Morgan.
Hey. Hey!
Watch out, boy.
Can you give us a hand with some of these boxes, Bob? Bob? I want you so bad, Bob. You turn me on so much. You're so damn sexy. Oh, I'm starting to unbutton. Anything getting through, Bob? They perform all over Europe mostly.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey. We're in the Friars Club today?
Yeah, it wasn't ready on time. I have to return it after the show.
Sure. How about these seats? Are these fantastic, huh? I feel like Lincoln.
Yeah, well, let's hope this evening turns out a little better.
Sure you don't want to go to the movies?
No, Cosmo, I like just being here with you.
Oh, that's a bold adventure, huh? Ooh, now this is a risky business, huh? I'm all a Twitter.
Oh,
kind people like to lend me a hand with our next trick?
I don't think so.
Please, take off your jacket.
My jacket?
Yes, the jacket.
What do you say, ladies and gentlemen?
You can't argue with that.
Come on, man.
We say the magic word, Agrabah, and we make it disappear.
Oh, Cosmo. Oh, honey, can you move a little? This hurts. Cosmo. Oh, my God, Cosmo, wake up. Cosmo? Oh, my God. He's dead. He's dead. Oh. Yeah, Tommy, this is Connie. You gotta help me. Some guy dropped dead on top of me. I can't call the cops because Joey might find out. I can't. I'm stuck. You gotta help me.
Very exciting, the inner sanctum here.
Hi, I was in the audience earlier. You threw my jacket down. I just wanted to pick it up.
Jacket? What jacket?
I had a jacket with a crest on it. You came into the audience. You threw it away. Agrabah.
Are you sure it was me?
Well, it was either you or one of your brothers.
Well, two of them have left already. Dmitry wants magic of rackety.
Get rid of it. It doesn't even belong to me. It belongs to the Friars Club.
Sorry.
I'm sure it'll turn out.
I'm sure it won't.
Don't worry. I'll get the jacket back.
All right. There you go. She's going to get the jacket back. So, let's go get some coffee, huh?
I'm a little tired. I think I'll go home.
Oh, tired,
really?
Well,
yeah, we'll do it another time.
Oh. George, we'll go.
I broke a shoelace today.
Oh, I can get your shoelaces tomorrow.
Okay.
And what color?
Brown. Maybe a black.
More coffee?
No, Jack. Please.
That nut is always up to something.
I think I've been working you a little too hard lately.
Oh.
So I have two tickets for you for the Flying Sandoz Brothers Magic Show. Oh. It is a real hoot.
Well, thank you, Mr. Peterman.
Now, the tickets are for tonight, so you and Bob can knock off a little early so you both can get ready.
Well, Mr. Peterman, you...
There's no need to deny it, Elaine. I heard every word you said. And I know you wouldn't be just having fun with this handicap. Ooh, that kind of cruelty would be grounds for dismissal.
Of course, Mr. Peterman.
Tell him I'll come down and talk to him. Okay, bye.
Well, that was the Friars Club. You think they're going to let a jacket steal a joint? I don't think so. They're going to charge me $800 for the jacket, and I got to deal with Pat Cooper. What kind of show is that, Sandoz Brothers? They take your jacket and then they just throw it? Oh, I never heard of that.
It's a little unusual. So, Susan and I were thinking dinner at our house Saturday night, just the four of us.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I'm a little turned off.
Come on, what are you talking about?
I'm kind of soured.
You're soured?
Yeah, I'm soured.
Don't be soured.
I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? We were all getting along so well. Where is all this coming from?
Well, you know, frankly, I didn't think she was too concerned about my jacket.
What are you talking about? She's very concerned. She said she was going to get it back.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because if she gets it back, then you'll have no reason to be sour. You'll de-sour, right?
I'll try and de-sour.
Oh, that's not good enough. You don't try and de-sour. You have to sweeten, too.
I'll try and de-sour and sweeten.
I want to get it back to when we were the Gatsby's.
I still don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Kill me, Jerry.
Who?
Connie.
What did she do?
I don't know. But I woke up in the Hudson River in a sack.
I think she drugged me. But she's a murderer, and I'm calling the cops.
Why would she try and kill you?
Well, isn't it obvious? She doesn't want anybody else to have me.
Hey, there's Uncle Milty.
Yeah, it is.
And there's David Steinberg.
The comedian or the manager?
The manager. Hey, there's Pat. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Jerry, what the hell went wrong? What's the matter with you? What, are you a kleptomaniac or what?
I forgot to take it off.
You forgot to take it off? Oh, you go into a department store, you put a suit on, and you walk right out. What, are you some sort of an idiot?
I'm sorry.
Where's the jacket?
Well, the gypsies took it.
Oh, the gypsies took it. Of course, New York has a lot of gypsies. You want to be blocked as a gypsy.
Well, it's true, I saw.
Excuse me. Are you an entertainer? Are you in show business?
No, I...
Then what am I talking to you for? Jerry, bring the jacket back to Honor.
All right.
Wait a minute. Look at that guy. Okay, isn't that the guy from the show? He's wearing the jacket.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Wait a second. Excuse me, gentlemen. Are you members?
Well, I'm a prospective member.
Until then... That's the way out.
But that guy has my jacket.
Excuse me.
The guy is wearing a jacket that my friend is wearing.
Come on.
Let's go.
If I can talk to the guy, let's say.
These seats are fantastic. It was really nice of Mr. Peterman to give us these tickets.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. We got our own little private box here, don't we?
No, it is not. This is my jacket.
No, that's my jacket. No, give it back. Come on, I need this jacket. I'm going to join. I need it to become a member.
Give him the jacket.
Help! Aloha! Aloha, Dite!
Yelling about this stealing jackets.
I can't believe it. Hey, George, you know what? I think this crest is different. It's got a moose on it.
Moose?
Yeah. I don't think this is the jacket.
No, it's not. This is the jacket.
Oh, look at the jacket bag. Thank you.
It got a little dirty, so they wanted to clean it before they gave it back to you.
Oh, that's nice.
That man. Is really nice. Yeah. This is nice.
Yeah.
Hey,
yo,
let's call Susan. We'll go have coffee.
I'll see you at the wedding.
Great. Now she's sour.
Maybe she'll sweeten.
She won't sweeten, and I'm bitter.
That's her, officer.
Kramer, oh my God, I thought you were...
What, sleeping with the fishes? I guess I woke up.
You're under arrest for the attempted murder of Cosmo Kramer.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get your coat, I'm gonna take you in.
Can I call my lawyer?
Okay, go ahead.
You gotta meet me at the police station. They're arresting me for attempted murder.
Attempted murder? Of who?
This guy Kramer.
Oh, Cosmo Kramer?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want nothing to do with it.